you got cooking? How about cooking something up with me?
Let's stir it up, boys.
Welcome to the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show, a weekly excursion into the fine art of preparing the world's most popular recipes under an open sky and an open flame. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dike. Now, here's the old grill sergeant, Randy Hayes.
We just want to start out by saying thank you. Thank you for spending part of your weekend with us here on the show. We like to think of ourselves as an oasis of sorts. A fun-loving, change-of-pace show stuck right smack dab in the middle of a bunch of other, much more serious-minded subjects that seem to dominate talk radio on Saturdays and Sundays. And yes, we are a cooking show on the radio, which is a fairly illogical concept in and of itself, because it's not like we can actually show you how to cook. It is radio. But as you know, if you've listened very much at all, we certainly don't restrict ourselves to cooking. In fact, we're kind of proud of the fact we talk about a little bit of everything. And then we try to bring it all back around to the subject of food, because eating is such a universal activity. We all do it, don't we? So thank you for making the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show part of your weekend. And we hope you find it entertaining. Not just informative, but fun. Because that's what we're trying to do. Have a little fun. And the reason why we began the show with that thought is that several of you have told me this past week how much you enjoy the show. And you'll never know how much that means to all of us here at Edgewater Studios, where we produce the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. As a matter of fact, one of the best ways to communicate with us is through our Facebook page, which is simply called The Outdoor Cooking Show. You can just send us a private message, like this one right here from a listener named Darren. He says, "You mention your time in the Army a lot, so thank you for your service, but tell us some stories about that. I'm sure some funny things happened, right?" I could tell one Army story a week for the next year, and I wouldn't even scratch the surface. So yeah, I'll be happy to do that, Darren. I'm sure you won't be surprised to hear that just being drafted into the Army in 1969 in the height of the Vietnam War was a pretty exciting story all by itself. I was waiting at the draft board to be shipped off to basic training somewhere. They hadn't told us where yet. And a clerk called out a short list of names, one of which happened to be mine. We were taken into a small room and told nothing, absolutely nothing. Well, naturally, we all started to speculate about what we were being singled out for. And I even remember saying, well, maybe they called up too many guys. Maybe they're about to tell us we can just go home. Of course, everybody loved that idea, but old Randy couldn't have been more wrong, because a few minutes later, a gunny sergeant from the Marine Corps walked in, and my heart sank like a tank in quicksand. My dad had spent over 30 years in the Army, and he'd warned me this might happen. See, the draft board can draft you into any of the armed services, Army, Navy, Air Force, or Marines. But everybody who wanted to avoid being a rice paddy daddy in Vietnam back in those days joined the Navy or the Air Force, so they didn't need any draftees. They were full. Most guys got drafted into the Army, but the Marines did occasionally fail to fill their quotas. So once in a while, they'd take draftees to make up the difference. Sure enough, this gunny sergeant just said, "Three of you will have the honor of being a United States Marine today. You'll be sent directly to Paris Island for basic training tonight." He went on to explain that the Marines preferred tall, thin men who they could beef up. And for the first time in my life, I wished I was short and fat. Then he took each one of us into an adjacent room, one at a time, to interview us. And the door was open so the rest of us could hear every word. The first guy claimed he was a conscientious objector, but the gunny said, "Don't worry, we'll get that out of your system real fast." The next guy said he was gay, but that didn't work either. I was the third man up, and I was just racking my brain trying to come up with something to keep me out of the Marine Corps. the gunny asked me a few questions, and then he said something like, "Is there any particular reason why you think you should not be a Marine?" Well, I knew conscientious objector and gay didn't work, so I stretched the truth a little bit and said, "Well, Gunny, my dad was drafted in 1941 before the attack on Pearl Harbor, and he went on to spend over 30 years in the Army between active duty and the reserves, and he retired as a chief war officer in CID, Criminal Investigation Division." Now, let me stop right there and tell you, all of what I just said is absolutely true. But this is where the truth stretching started, you know? I said, "It's always been my life's dream to follow exactly in my father's footsteps and be drafted into the Army, become a military police officer, work my way up to CID. Obviously, if I get drafted into the Marine Corps, I can't do that." He bought it hook, line, and sinker. He even told somebody to send me to Fort Lewis, Washington for basic training because that's where the Army trained MPs. Later that afternoon, I saw him leading three of those other guys out of the draft board. I presumed they were on their way to Paris Island, and I felt sorry for him, but at that point, it was every man for himself, you know what I mean? Later that night, they put us on a commercial airliner and flew us to Fort Lewis, Washington for basic training. And we arrived rather late, around midnight or so, and they just stuffed us in an old World War II vintage two-story wooden barracks building with a bunch of double bunk beds, no sheets. One of the troop pushers came around the next morning and told us we could eat breakfast at the mess hall, but since we were still in civilian clothes, we could just stay in bed if we wanted to. I was exhausted, so I opted to sleep in. But I couldn't go back to sleep because somebody was crying off in the distance. So I got up and walked around the barracks until I found this guy sitting in a corner with his arms around his legs and his knees under his chin, big crocodile tears running down his cheeks. I didn't say a word to the guy. He just looked up at me and said, "There's got to be a God, don't you think?" Wow. In that moment, I realized this was not a coincidence. God had placed me there in that very moment to try to help this guy. Well, we were all scared. It was the Vietnam War. But this guy was absolutely paralyzed with fear. So I just said, "Come on, let's go get some chow." You know, I was kind of impressed with myself for already starting to use military jargon. But at the same time, it kind of bothered me that I even knew that chow meant food. And there's that word, food. See, I told you we always try to bring the discussion back around to food on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. But I'm not going to lie to you. Breakfast in that mess hall was disgusting. The eggs were runny, and the bacon was almost raw. Shoot, it was barely warm. But it made this poor guy feel better, and that's what I was trying to do. Oh, and by the way, he didn't last long. He washed out of basic training early. But I knew better than to try to pull that trick to get out of the Army because my dad had been in the Army for 30 years. He would have killed me if I got kicked out. I was better off dealing with the drill sergeants. And as your host on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show, I'm proud to say that I went on to quite an illustrious career in Army kitchens as a KP. For those of you who don't know, KP stands for Kitchen Patrol, which sounds like some kind of cool guard duty, but it's not. Now, KP duty means you get to scrub off all the burned-on leftover food in the bottom of these big, huge steel pots they use to cook the slop they call chow. I remember doing that very thing one day, sweating and cussing. Cook walked by, said, "Hard work, ain't it?" And I muttered, "Yeah, it is." And he said, "Beat standing out in the rain while the drill sergeant called your mama nasty names, don't it?" You know, as frustrated and tired as I was in that moment, I had to admit he had a point. And that's one of the first times I remember thinking to myself that I needed to thank God for small blessings, like you listening to this show. But I will say one thing for Army food. It was always simple. There was nothing complicated about it. Meat and potatoes most of the time. And that inspired today's topic for the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show, the KISS principle. Keep it simple, seafood. You know, I found out, much to my surprise, that a lot of people are really intimidated by the thought of cooking seafood. So we have enlisted, excuse the pun, a bona fide expert on the subject of cooking seafood as a guest today on the show. And I can guarantee you, he won't call your mama any nasty names. And he won't burn the food to the bottom of the pot either.
If your barbecue's gone up in smoke and your cooking reputation is at stake, stick around. The Old Grill Sergeant will be right back with more ideas and advice to make your next cookout sizzle.
Boyd's One Stop. The name says it all. If you like seafood, you'll love Boyd's. Conveniently located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Boyd's One Stop has bait, tackle, fresh seafood, and even a restaurant, all at 227 Dyke Road. If you fish Galveston Bay, Boyd's is the one and only stop for everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the live shrimp capital of Texas. But they've also got lots of finger mullet, croaker, plus fresh dead shrimp, shad, and squid. Plus, Boyd's has tackle galore, ice and ice chests, and cold drinks and snacks. Just need fresh fish for a family seafood feast? The freshest seafood, like table shrimp, live blue crab, and crawfish when in season, is in stock and ready for you at Boyd's. And if you're hungry right now, check out Boyd's Cajun Grill Express right next door, with a wide variety of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items like crawfish, oyster po'boys, and fried seafood platters. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all, 227 Dyke Road at the base of the Texas City Dyke. It's Randy Hames again. Everybody needs a video or a new website or help in managing their social media, and my company, Edgewater Digital, can help. We help small businesses navigate the intimidating world of digital marketing. You've got a business to run, and you don't have time or expertise to build and maintain your website all by yourself, and you certainly don't have time to generate content for it. And when's the last time you had an extra hour or two to manage your company's internet ads or social media accounts? Like, never, right? Well, at Edgewater Digital, that's what we do. We have a talented web design team who've built a number of incredibly successful websites for companies large and small. Need content too? No problem. Edgewater can provide copywriting, photography, and videography services to enhance the content on your website, email marketing, or even social media. We're a full-service digital marketing solution with a track record of success. Call us today at 832-500-4272 or see our website, edgewater-digital.com. Randy Hames here, proud to introduce you to Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. My good friends Jared and Marcus Poffenberger operate Belleville Meat Market, an old-fashioned butcher shop with superior products and great customer service. There's always a butcher on-site at Belleville Meat Market, and their new processing plant is right next door. Hunters, a computer tracking system will follow your venison, wild hog, or exotics through every step of the process to ensure you get your meat your way. At Belleville Meat Market, you can pick and choose the cuts of beef, pork, or chicken you want, and they feature 28 flavors of pecan smoked sausage. Plus, Belleville Meat Market only uses lean pork in their sausage, so you get more meat and less fat. Tailgaters, drop by on your way to the game and get just what you need to feed your crew. Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. Visit BellevilleMeatMarket.com or call 979-865-5782. Hey guys, Randy Hames here to tell you about my good friend Rick Allspaw at the original Allspaw's Hardware and Boutique in Kingwood. I've known Rick for years, and he's one of the finest Christian men I've ever met, but he's also got a dynamite hardware store at 2720 Westlake Houston Parkway in Kingwood. The original Allspaw's Hardware and Boutique has everything you'd expect to find in a top-of-the-line hardware store, but with the personal service that's missing from the big-box stores. The original Allspaw's Hardware and Boutique has tools and automotive, lawn and garden, electrical and plumbing, paint and hardware, all under one roof. But Rick is also an avid backyard chef, so the original Allspaw's Hardware and Boutique features a complete barbecue pit house. From gas to charcoal grills to fryers and steamers, they've got it all at the original Allspaw's Hardware and Boutique. They even offer grill maintenance and repair. Visit their website, allspaws.com, or just drop by and see for yourself. The original Allspaw's Hardware and Boutique at 2720 Westlake Houston Parkway in Kingwood.
Life is simple. Eat, sleep, grill. This is the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Now, here's the grill father, Randy Hames.
Please say hello to our old friend and the spokesman for Boyd's One Stop at the base of the Texas City Dyke. It's Dave Fremont. How are you, buddy?
I'm fine. And thanks for recognizing me as old, Randy. I'm so glad that I'm old because the alternative stinks. But I'm glad to be here and equally glad to be able to talk to my old friend.
Well, we're both in that old man club, so it's no big deal. What's shaking over at Boyd's One Stop these days? Is it crawfish season yet?
Oh, my goodness. I'm telling you, we have really gotten business like crazy going on right now with crawfish.
Really?
I mean, it's just, it started early. I think a lot of that has to do with that we haven't had a real hard winter, an early winter, and I kind of hope it stays that way. I like cold weather, but the crawfish don't. So we're in the business of providing crawfish and a multitude of other things for our customers, but the crawfish have pretty much come out of the mud, and the catch is early, and it's not an awful lot. But here in the last week or so, things have really turned on. And so here at Boyd's One Stop, we have been really providing a lot of crawfish for our customers early, and they want them. The customers, if you're a crawfish eater, you want them yesterday, today, and tomorrow. You want them. So we do the best we can to get them out. So we've been going to Louisiana. We've got a 12-acre hub over there in the middle of nowhere, Crawfishville in Louisiana, and we gather up crawfish from the farms nearby and truck them on back to Texas City and sort them out and shoot them off into all different directions, and also customers come in the store. But it's an early start, but it's a good one, Randy.
Well, Dave, that was kind of a joke. I didn't figure it was going to be crawfish season this early. I thought they liked warmer temperatures. It's been pretty cold lately. What's up?
You know, I gave up trying to figure out crawfish. The farmers go out there in the rice fields and the canals. They know what they're doing, and they see things that no one else does. And when they flip the switch and say it's time to start moving some crawfish, they get things going to get the little P-Rows going and start baiting the traps and stuff them out. And so we're fortunate that this year, it might seem like it's been a little chilly to us, but I can tell you, maybe not last year, but year before, crawfish ponds froze completely over. I mean, they could walk out on them over there in Louisiana. We had some real cold weather in a short period of time, and it did a number. And when it does that, those crawfish go back down in the mud, and they go deep, and they wait. And it takes a long time for that temperature to warm back up. So this year, every year is new. It's challenging. My boss, Jason Carberry, thinks it's fun. And I got to love him. But every year is different. And so I'm super excited. I am stoked about it. I love it. The thing I love, because I like dealing with the customers, is that there's something about crawfish. There's something about, I don't like to use the word cult so much, because sometimes it's used in, you know, not such a good way, but people really are serious about what goes with crawfish. They believe in having fun. It's a family thing. It's not like you just sit and eat crawfish by yourself very often. Although some people do, they'll get theirs and pile up and say, don't even get near me. If you touch my crawfish, you're going to lose a finger. But overall, it's party time. But have a good time. It's have crawfish and corn and potatoes and onions and all the other things that people put into their recipes. So it's wide open fun.
Well, let me ask you this, Dave. Because we have this early outbreak of crawfish, I know you supply lots of major grocery stores and restaurants, but do you have plenty available for the walk-in customers in the seafood market?
Oh, yes. In the last couple of weeks, we have been pretty much focusing on that, for the simple reason that a lot of the restaurants that we do provide crawfish to haven't geared their business up yet for it. So they usually follow right behind us, when they start seeing that we're selling crawfish and that customers are interested in them, because they're all friends of ours, and they watch our Boyd's One Stop Facebook page, and they watch our advertising, and of course they listen to what's going on here on your fine radio program, they'll go, hey, it's time to kick in and get going. And that's happened. As we speak, we're rolling crawfish out to our wholesale customers as well. Early, not a lot. I'm not going to sit here and try to pump something up that ain't getting pumped, but I'm just telling you honestly that it's on. And so we've had a lot of walk-in customers. In fact, my advertising on Facebook, which is about 75% of our advertising, is an updated right now what's happening. If you go to Facebook, if you're a Facebook user, and if you go to Boyd's One Stop, then you'll be able to see everything that's going on the store. We have a mirror page, another for our grill called Boyd's Cajun Grill. But most of the time, we bounce everything back and forth on both pages to where everybody can see it. So with that said, that's pretty much where you want to go to be able to see what's going on with Boyd's One Stop. And we also have a web page. It's not as real time, I would say, like the Facebook page is, but you can go to boydsonestop.com. There's lots of information and pictures and stuff on there. And of course, a telephone number. And even there, it'll say, go to our Facebook page and see what's happening. So I think you might be able to tell. We're excited about it because crawfish is supposed to be fun.
Well, I'm surprised. I did not expect this conversation to go in this direction. I thought you were going to say, no, it's going to be another month or two before we have any crawfish, Randy. But before we get too far down the road on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show today, fill us in on the final outcome of your fishing tournament from last year. Who won? How big was the fish? How much did they win?
Okay, so you asked me for details when I don't have them.
Yeah.
But you know what? Let me just tell you right off the top of my head, which there's not much there, especially hair. The Boyd's Flounder Tournament, which is an annual thing, and man, it's fun. It was outstanding. We had a good flounder run along the coast this year. We really did, and the Texas City Dyke really produced some nice flounder in our tournament. The winning flounder was 7 pounds and 7.92 pounds.
Ah.
And almost 8. I mean, just under 8. We had almost 10, between a half a dozen and 10 leading flounder that were all 7 pound plus. I mean, they were big flounder. Those are really doormats or saddle blankets, whatever you want to call them. And then we had a slew of sixes and fives and on down the line. And the payout was $3,500 to the top winner. And then I think the second place was $2,000, and the third place I believe was $1,000. So we had some happy folks, and all through the tournament we had drawings for giveaway stuff. We had a lot of fun local sponsors that kick in and say, hey, we want to be involved in this. Tell the guys about us, and here, take this and you know, kind of do something with it. So we had fun. It was great. And I can't wait till we do it again. So what did we do? We rolled right into what we call Drumathon 2020. And Drumathon 2020 is where folks sign up. It's only $20, just like the Flounder Tournament. And we catch, photograph, measure and release the largest black drum, and they send the info in, and we tally that up, and whoever has the longest black drum wins. And then we have another category where it's the slot drum, the legal drum you can keep to eat, which is a great eating fish, runs from 14 inches to 30 inches. And so on that category, it's the heaviest one. They bring it in the store, and we weigh it and log it. And at the end of the tournament, the one that's the heaviest wins. And last year, they won the first place with $1,000. And also the one that's catch, photographed, measured, and released back out into the water, they won $1,000. And then we had second and third places. You want me to keep talking or shut up?
Needless to say, the only place you need to stop to get everything you need for fishing, either on the Texas City Dike or at a local lake, is Boyd's One Stop at the base of the Texas City Dike. Now, we've run out of time in this first segment here, but we want to talk about the KISS principle. So can you hang around with us for a few more minutes, Dave?
I would love to. I'm telling you, man, I'm wired. This crawfish has really got us going.
Stay patient. Dinner will be ready right after the smoke alarm goes off. Randy will be right back with more smoke and hot tips for you and your old plane right after this short break.
Hey guys, Randy Hames here to tell you about my good friend Rick Allspa at the original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique in Kingwood. I've known Rick for years, and he's one of the finest Christian men I've ever met, but he's also got a dynamite hardware store at 2720 Westlake Houston Parkway in Kingwood. The original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique has everything you'd expect to find in a top-of-the-line hardware store, but with the personal service that's missing from the big-box stores. The original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique has tools and automotive, lawn and garden, electrical and plumbing, paint and hardware, all under one roof. But Rick is also an avid backyard chef, so the original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique features a complete barbecue pit house. From gas to charcoal grills to fryers and steamers, they've got it all at the original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique. They even offer grill maintenance and repair. Visit their website, allspas.com, or just drop by and see for yourself. The original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique at 2720 Westlake Houston Parkway in Kingwood. Boyd's One Stop. The name says it all. If you like seafood, you'll love Boyd's, conveniently located at the base of the Texas City Dike. Boyd's One Stop has bait, tackle, fresh seafood, and even a restaurant, all at 227 Dike Road. If you fish Galveston Bay, Boyd's is the one and only stop for everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the live shrimp capital of Texas. But they've also got lots of finger mullet, croaker, plus fresh dead shrimp, shad, and squid. Plus, Boyd's has tackle galore, ice and ice chests, and cold drinks and snacks. Just need fresh fish for a family seafood feast? The freshest seafood, like table shrimp, live blue crab, and crawfish when in season, is in stock and ready for you at Boyd's. And if you're hungry right now, check out Boyd's Cajun Grill Express right next door, with a wide variety of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items like crawfish, oyster po'boys, and fried seafood platters. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all, 227 Dike Road at the base of the Texas City Dike. Hi friends, Randy Hames to tell you about Cellular and Satellite. Cellular and Satellite are specialists in wireless data plans for businesses. Because they buy in large quantities, Cellular and Satellite can give you a data plan on the same provider you're using today, but at a lower cost. Cellular and Satellite can also combine the two largest wireless providers into a single data plan. Two carriers with better coverage, but only one invoice to pay. If your workforce is international, Cellular and Satellite offers a global data SIM with fixed pricing in over 200 countries. You'll never have to pay international roaming charges again with Cellular and Satellite. And they can handle all your wireless data needs, whether you need 10 or 10,000 data SIMs. So if you're an IT professional, mobility manager, or business owner, save money and increase your network availability by letting Cellular and Satellite simplify your wireless life. Call Cellular and Satellite today, 832-551-1000, or go to cellularandsatellite.com. Randy Hames here, proud to introduce you to Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. My good friends Jared and Marcus Poffenberger operate Belleville Meat Market, an old-fashioned butcher shop with superior products and great customer service. There's always a butcher on site at Belleville Meat Market, and their new processing plant is right next door. Hunters, a computer tracking system will follow your venison, wild hog, or exotics through every step of the process to ensure you get your meat your way. At Belleville Meat Market, you can pick and choose the cuts of beef, pork, or chicken you want, and they feature 28 flavors of pecan smoked sausage. Plus, Belleville Meat Market only uses lean pork in their sausage, so you get more meat and less fat. Tailgaters, drop by on your way to the game and get just what you need to feed your crew. Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. Visit BellevilleMeatMarket.com or call 979-865-5782.
Stand back. We've got our grill on. This is the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dike. Now, here's the grill father, Randy Hames.
We're back with Texas City Dave, Dave Fremont, Boyd's One Stop at the base of the Texas City Dyke. We know weekends are busy for you guys at Boyd, so thanks for your extra time today, Dave. We appreciate it.
Oh, absolutely. I look forward to it. Every time we get the chance to get together and talk about what's going on here in Texas City on the Texas City Dyke, and especially at Boyd's One Stop, we always make time for that.
Well, Boyd's One Stop is the best place for outdoorsmen and women to get stocked up for a day of fishing, whether it's on the Texas City Dyke or even a local lake. So let's start with bait, because that's what you guys started out doing in the first place. So what kind of bait do you have that's really popular right now?
Well, this time of year, as most of the time of the year, we try to keep all the different varieties of bait for the fishermen, because fishermen are year-round, 24/7. And so with that said, we about 99 times out of 100, we'll have plenty of dead shrimp, which is probably the most popular or the most used bait here in the Galveston Bay area, and probably all up and down the coast. But we also have live shrimp. And now they're seasonal, but you know what, Randy? We're able to keep live shrimp regular for about 9 months out of the year. And then during the hardest part of winter, they're a little more difficult to keep alive. And that is because they're temperature sensitive. And when the bay really gets cold, the shrimp move out. They just have to find warmer water or they'll die. So the shrimpers have a very difficult time to find them. So during the really harshest part of winter, we'll be a little slack in terms of providing live shrimp, but we won't be the only one. That'll just be the thing. So what do folks do? They shift and they'll use live finger mullet, or they'll use the dead shrimp, dead mullet, squid, shad. We have a good variety of bait. But the live shrimp, when the water gets down, really down into running down that 50-degree range or so, it makes it tough. This season, this year, we've probably only had 5 or 6 days of not having live shrimp. So we've been very fortunate. As we talked earlier about crawfish, they don't like cold weather so much either. Well, shrimp are a crustacean, and they don't like it either. So it kind of goes hand in hand. But we have a very good variety of bait pretty much year round, and that's what we want. We want to provide that, and then have plenty of tackle, which we do in the store. All of the things that a fisherman needs. I like when a family comes in and says, "Hey, we haven't been fishing before. We haven't been to the Texas City Dyke before. When we'd like to know," I said, "Say no more." So we'll talk about what kind of a budget they have, and then I love it when they've got the kids with them, and we'll set them up with something simple and get them out there on the water. And sometimes if I've got time, I'll roll out there on the dike and check on them. I'll usually send them to a nice, safe place for first-timers, or on one of our little finger piers, or in an area where the kiddos will be safe. And I'll go out and check on them and see if they're doing any good. And sometimes things just fall right into place, and they'll have their first little fish or whatever it is on the line. That is what it's all about, my friend.
And you mentioned tackle. Fishermen need to eat, too, so they have lots of cold drinks and snacks at Boyd's One Stop. However, I frequently find that my fishing skills are less than adequate, to say the least, so it's not at all uncommon for me to come back with an empty string at the end of the day. But you've got Boyd's Fresh Seafood Market, too, so what's going hot right now in the seafood market?
Well, when you say seafood, crawfish is not a seafood.
Right.
Of course, you see it and you want to eat it. But my favorite, of course, and I've said it a lot of times, is give me a big old fat shrimp from my big old fat belly any day. But we have a wide variety of wild caught Gulf of Mexico white shrimp, which are cream of the crop, as far as I'm concerned. We have them most all the time. We have boats that are, they're not our boats, they're contract boats, but they go out all the time, following all the seasonal rules and regulations of the state and U.S. waters. But we get shrimp on a regular basis from them, and we move an awful lot of it. So the shrimp, and then we'll also have blue crab, which lots of folks love blue crab. They like to add those into everything. If they come in for a shrimp purchase, a lot of times they'll say, "Do you have any blue crab?" And if we do, they'll get those as well. And they just a nice compliment. Some people really enjoy blue crab. So I would say that right off the top of my head is that shrimp in various sizes. We've got the big 9-12s. That's 9 to 12 to a pound. And then we'll have some 13, 15s. We'll have 16, 18s, 19, 21 to a pound. And it goes smaller and smaller to whatever size folks want. Some people want smaller shrimp in their gumbo, and they want the big shrimp as a presentation for grilling. Or if they want a big bite when they're frying shrimp, they want a larger shrimp. So we try to fit the bill and have all sizes, Randy.
But if, as we like to say, if you're hungry right now, Boyd's also has the Cajun Grill Express right next door. So let's talk about cooking seafood. Today's topic on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show is the KISS principle. Keep it simple seafood.
Hey.
So give us a couple of quick recipes that you like to try out at home with your sweet wife.
I like that, but usually I use that KISS method, and the last word kind of goes along with my intellect. but I like it with seafood.
Well, I was trying to be nice, Dave.
but I really like that. I do, and you know what? That's the best thing to do. And the great thing about seafood, you can get as complicated you want with a recipe, or you can, on the other end of the spectrum, you can keep it mighty, mighty simple. You know, there's no easier way than, in my book, than, well, if it's sushi, you eat it raw. But I mean, it's just to have it sauteed. And if you like garlic, and if you like butter.
Well, who doesn't?
It can't get any easier. Lots of times I'll come in, instead of turning the oven on and going into the broil mode or whatever, I'll get a saute skillet, a little pan, and I'll do my thing with some shrimp. And it's just a matter of putting some oil in the pan and warming it up and taking your seafood choice, which most of the time for me is shrimp. And what I'll do is usually put them in a baggie sometimes if I want to season them with something, you know, and shake in a little seasoning, seafood seasoning or whatever. But for me, that's even more work than I want. I'll take and clean the shrimp, and I'll devein them. A lot of times I'll leave the tail on just for looks. But I'll take and just put them in that butter or oil. A lot of times I'll use butter. I think I mentioned oil, but butter is even better. And you just take and sprinkle on a little garlic powder, or if you want to use some minced garlic, that's too. And I'm telling you, just a couple of minutes. Once that shrimp changes color from clear to white, or whatever the additional seasoning has helped change the color to, you're ready. You take them out and eat them. I mean, it's as simple as that. Another way that I like is I like to take and make coconut shrimp. Now you say, man, that sounds like a little more complicated. No, not really. You just take a couple of cups of vegetable oil and some breadcrumbs and unsweetened shredded coconut and about a pound of shrimp, depending on how much you want to eat. Me, a pound might be a little light, but peeled and deveined, and you can add a little salt and pepper, and it's pretty easy. You just heat some vegetable oil in a skillet or a Dutch oven and get it medium hot, and in a large bowl, you just take all that and put it together, and then you season the shrimp with some salt and pepper, and you work it in batches. You dredge it and smash it down in there to where it's good. And a lot of times, I'll use egg as my holding medium, and a little bit of flour. You know, folks know how to fry shrimp, and it's no different. You're just adding coconut. But man, Randy, I think you've eaten coconut shrimp. You know what I'm talking about.
I do. This has been our good buddy Dave Fremont of Boyd's One Stop at the base of the Texas City Dike. Dave, you're a prince to carve out time to talk to us on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show on the weekend. And we send our best to you and Jason and everybody else down at Boyd's.
Thank you so much, Randy. We love you, brother.
life is short, grill while you can. Randy will be right back with more food and fun after this break.
Randy Hames here, proud to introduce you to Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. My good friends Jared and Marcus Poffenberger operate Belleville Meat Market, an old-fashioned butcher shop with superior products and great customer service. There's always a butcher on site at Belleville Meat Market, and their new processing plant is right next door. Hunters, a computer tracking system will follow your venison, wild hog, or exotics through every step of the process to ensure you get your meat your way. At Belleville Meat Market, you can pick and choose the cuts of beef, pork, or chicken you want, and they feature 28 flavors of pecan smoked sausage. Plus, Belleville Meat Market only uses lean pork in their sausage, so you get more meat and less fat. Tailgaters, drop by on your way to the game and get just what you need to feed your crew. Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. Visit BellevilleMeatMarket.com or call 979-865-5782. It's Randy Hames again. Everybody needs a video or a new website or help in managing their social media, and my company, Edgewater Digital, can help. We help small businesses navigate the intimidating world of digital marketing. You've got a business to run, and you don't have time or expertise to build and maintain your website all by yourself, and you certainly don't have time to generate content for it. And when's the last time you had an extra hour or two to manage your company's internet ads or social media accounts? Like, never, right? Well, at Edgewater Digital, that's what we do. We have a talented web design team who've built a number of incredibly successful websites for companies large and small. Need content too? No problem. Edgewater can provide copywriting, photography, and videography services to enhance the content on your website, email marketing, or even social media. We're a full-service digital marketing solution with a track record of success. Call us today at 832-500-4272 or see our website, edgewater-digital.com. Hey guys, Randy Hames here to tell you about my good friend Rick Allspa at the original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique in Kingwood. I've known Rick for years, and he's one of the finest Christian men I've ever met, but he's also got a dynamite hardware store at 2720 Westlake Houston Parkway in Kingwood. The original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique has everything you'd expect to find in a top-of-the-line hardware store, but with the personal service that's missing from the big-box stores. The original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique has tools and automotive, lawn and garden, electrical and plumbing, paint and hardware, all under one roof. But Rick is also an avid backyard chef, so the original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique features a complete barbecue pit house. From gas to charcoal grills to fryers and steamers, they've got it all at the original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique. They even offer grill maintenance and repair. Visit their website, allspas.com, or just drop by and see for yourself. The original Allspa's Hardware and Boutique at 2720 Westlake Houston Parkway in Kingwood. Boyd's One Stop. The name says it all. If you like seafood, you'll love Boyd's, conveniently located at the base of the Texas City Dike. Boyd's One Stop has bait, tackle, fresh seafood, and even a restaurant, all at 227 Dike Road. If you fish Galveston Bay, Boyd's is the one and only stop for everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the live shrimp capital of Texas. But they've also got lots of finger mullet, croaker, plus fresh dead shrimp, shad, and squid. Plus, Boyd's has tackle galore, ice and ice chests, and cold drinks and snacks. Just need fresh fish for a family seafood feast? The freshest seafood, like table shrimp, live blue crab, and crawfish when in season, is in stock and ready for you at Boyd's. And if you're hungry right now, check out Boyd's Cajun Grill Express right next door, with a wide variety of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items like crawfish, oyster po' boys, and fried seafood platters. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all, 227 Dike Road at the base of the Texas City Dike.
May the forks be with you. This is the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dike. Now, here's the guy who turns all the grills on, Randy Hames.
We're going to wrap up the show the way we always do with my radio buddy of 30 years on the Hudson and Harrigan Show, Fred Olson. How's it going, brother?
It's going pretty darn good. That's better for me than the Titans.
Yeah. There was a certain amount of satisfaction to that, wasn't there?
Well, not as good as the 1 yard short of the Super Bowl. They had I just quite haven't forgiven that. You know, that was our team. That was my lifeblood sports team. And then, boom, they were gone.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to start out by telling you about a friend of mine named David Blumstrom. He was one of the H&H Show's biggest fans. David and I have known each other for years from church, Sugar Land Baptist. And he and I went to lunch this past week just to catch up. And we tried to go to the Raging Cajun in Sugar Land, but that's gone.
No.
So we settled for a tiny little Chinese restaurant in the same retail center. Anyway, long story short, he told me again how much he misses our show, and he wanted me to send his kindest regards to the voice of Jim Bob Jumpback.
You know, it's odd how when I meet people and they go, they go, Jim Bob.
Yeah.
and so it's kind of in the order Jim Bob, Tyrone, story guy, as far as impact. And then you can tell the people who've been listening a long time, it's Seymour.
Yep. Seymour Broomwood. Had his own jingle for crying out loud.
Yeah. Seymour Broomwood, you know, handles Messiah. That was great.
And it's nice to know that a lot of people out there still fondly remember Hudson and Harrigan, and many of them seem to miss us as much as we miss doing the show, but I will admit I don't miss getting up at 3 a.m., do you?
No, it was 30 years of sleep deprivation.
You know, that might qualify as the most rhetorical question in the history of all rhetorical questions.
Yeah, but it was, what a blessing. I just look back on that show, and actually I'm speaking to the Lions Club out here this week. And I said, what do you want me to talk about? And they said, well, talk about your show and how you got here. And I went, okay.
Well, you better not tell me when and where it is, or I might crash the party.
it's interesting. I don't know. We're just so blessed to have that niche in time, and what we did and had fun doing fit the history, and it fit the city, and it fit music, and it was just, you know, man, it was blessed. It really was.
Yeah, it was just a serendipitous. And I don't miss the corporate nonsense either. You remember all those human resource videos. We saw those things so many times in a row, so many years in a row, that we could almost repeat the lines along with the narrator. You remember that?
As Jim Bob would say, serendipitous? Was she in Billy?
But David was a big fan of more than just the H&H Show. He's also a big fan of local sports teams. So we spent some time talking about the sad state of affairs with the Texans and the Astros and the Rockets. It does seem as though all three teams have melted down at the same time, doesn't it?
Well, maybe they'll all rise at the same time.
Well, there you go, glass half full guy again.
Yeah, that's me again, Doug. But I will tell you, for next year with our Texans, I don't know. What are they going to do? I mean, I got some cap space. They've got to pay for these people. And who are they going to get that's going to be the next superstar? I don't know. Mediocrity again?
I still feel like there's a lot of stupid, knee-jerk reactions out there. But there's plenty to talk about. Like, how do you feel about Romeo Crennel being shown the door?
Yeah, well, he was given lemons this year.
Well, that's true.
And he did his best to make some lemonade. It just wasn't enough. I mean, you look at the Packers defensive coordinator. Where's that guy going to go?
Mm-hmm.
They had no run. I mean, who was this Mostert kid who'd been cut by six teams?
Right.
Gets 224 yards on him. I was looking at those holes. I looked at my wife and said, Bev, you could have run the ball. Awesome. But as rough as we think things are, there are so many more teams that are just really in the hole. And look at Joe Burrow, who's just a brilliant young quarterback at LSU. He's going to end up in Cincinnati.
Oh, bless his heart. Well, do you think the Texans will try to hire away Nick Casario? You know, Houston leads the country in difficult to pronounce last names for general managers. Luno, Lunau, Casario. You think they're going to try to hire him, or do you think they're just going to admit that Bill O'Brien's the de facto GM of the Texans?
It seems to be a consolidation of power, and I'm trying to figure out, well, we did win 11 games. Come on.
Yeah, I mean, that's true.
But look at the Titans. I mean, they look like they're just going to be hell on wheels next year, even though they've lost some of their coaches to other teams, like one to college.
And plus, everybody knows what they're going to do now. They're going to hand the ball off to Derek, what's his name?
Yeah. Henry.
Henry, yeah. The guy with two first names.
Boy, he's a load, isn't he? But, you know, when he goes down, they go down. It's kind of interesting.
So how do you feel about the fact that Cal McNair hasn't really said anything about, well, anything? I mean, would it make you feel better if he spoke out? Or do you like the fact that he leaves the football stuff to the football people?
I do. We don't need another Jerry Jones, you know, just talking about stuff. And we just don't need it. So I just don't know. We're kind of in this mediocrity thing right now. And teams around us know they've got to make changes and rise up. And who knows, next year we may just have come up with the most amazing offensive scheme. And J.J. Watt's back at 80%. And we sign Roby and Hyde sticks around. And we pick up some guys in free agency who can protect the quarterback who's not always running for his life. You just don't know, man.
And they all lived happily ever after.
Well, I expect this year we had the second or fourth toughest schedule in the NFL. We still won 11 games.
And then there's the Astros. You know, initially it looks like the players are just going to try to put the scandal behind them. But I've seen a lot of diehard Astro fans online, and they're posting some pretty scathing comments. So you know it's going to be a lot worse when they play on the road in Anaheim and Oakland and Arlington. Just get ready, because every fan base in the country is going to be brutal, and it's going to be relentless. I know firing Hinch and Luno or Lunau won't soften the blow, but it's only going to get worse, Fred.
Well, you know, and they didn't cheat on the road. They didn't have cameras on the road. They won a lot of road games. I mean, let's face it, they won a lot of road games. They won three World Series games on the road in this last year. So you couldn't do it on the road. So you had 81 games. You still had to win it or your best in. So, and they did. And they said there's always been, since the beginning of time, people have been trying to find a way to get an edge. And I don't agree with what they did, but they aren't the only ones. They just aren't. They were doing it some time ago. And we were just idiots enough to think that, even with all the talent we had, that we needed that. And that's unfortunate. It really is.
Yeah, it really is. And don't forget about the Rockets. They looked absolutely clueless against, what was it, the Thunder, and then the Lakers, and then the Trailblazers, and then the Grizzlies. Now, I realize the NBA season is really long. It's too long, if we're being honest. And every team's going to go through some rough patches. But I must admit, I was expecting better with Westbrook next to the beard.
Yeah, they'll do what they do, and they'll put it together somewhere along. They'll get this long stretch of chemistry and maybe figure it out. I don't know. You know, I wish I watched more NBA, but I don't. I'm basically your diehard football guy, because I have to have a season off where I'm not staring at the screen and I spend time with my wife. I really do, and it's important to the relationship, you know? So after football season, I was the other night we were watching the playoffs, which were great, and those are the two teams that I want to see in a Super Bowl. They're fun, they're athletic, they're quick, great offenses. This is going to be a hoot. But talking about that, and I said, only one game left now.
And your wife said, oh, goody.
No, but she goes, she likes it. She likes to have it on in the background. And when I get excited, I go, watch this play. And she goes, oh, my, what a catch.
Well, I hate to say this, but with all this bad news, I find myself avoiding the sports page. I usually go directly to the sports section of the paper to avoid all the negativity in the real world. But sports in Houston is more depressing than politics in Washington. And that's saying something these days.
Yeah, you got an impeachment over here, and you got three teams going down the tubes over here. I can't say Texas are going down the tubes. They'll be okay. They'll be average.
Again. Well, brother, just like my old friend David, the city of Houston misses you, and so do I, being perfectly honest. So give Bev a hug from Cindy and me, and stay away from those sports stories, will you? I wouldn't want you to contemplate hurting yourself.
No, I'm watching Nancy Pelosi. She's more fun.
We hope you've enjoyed this edition of the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Send us your burning questions and favorite recipes in a private message on our Facebook page, The Outdoor Cooking Show, or visit our website, theoutdoorcookingshow.com. Join us next week for more tasty food and fun over a red-hot grill on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show.
How's about cooking something up?